Random House Audio presents Arrows of the Night, Ahmad Chalabi's Long Journey to Triumph in Iraq, by Richard Bonin. Read for you by Kaleo Griffith. Chapter 1. Ahmad Chalabi was in Washington, D.C. on Inauguration Day 2001. He had chosen his favorite double-breasted Hermenegildo Zegna suit and a bright orange tie to celebrate opening day of the George W. Bush presidency. With his mischievous smile and aristocratic bearing, the 56-year-old Iraqi-born Chalabi made his way from one inaugural bash to the next, gliding among the crowds of Bush partygoers. A Muslim who neither smokes nor drinks, he took it all in with the eye of an exile and the soul of a schemer. What would the Bush era mean for him, he wondered. How could he make the most of it? The day after Bush's swearing-in, Chalabi took a car to Chevy Chase, Maryland, just outside the nation's capital. He was invited to a meeting at the two-story home of Richard Perle, a leading figure in the neoconservative movement, which advocated using American military power to promote democracy abroad. Among those present, Chalabi said, were Paul Wolfowitz, Douglas J. Feith, Zalmay Khalilzad, and John P. Hanna. Within a few months, they all would hold influential positions in the new administration, with Wolfowitz and Feith landing the number 2 and number 3 positions at the Pentagon, and Perle becoming a top advisor to Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, Khalilzad a special assistant to Bush and ambassador at large for Iraqi exiles, and Hanna, a national...